Police union drops incumbent Senator Gary Peters, endorses Republican challenger John James. By Kyle Olson on September 15, 2020. A leading police union that endorsed Michigan Democrat Gary Peters for election to the U.S. Senate in 2014 has now endorsed his opponent, Republican John James. John is a combat veteran who put his life on the line for others and understands dedication to service. Jim Tignanethly, president of the Police Officers Association of Michigan, POAM, said in a news release. That is why we extended our endorsement to John. Because he understands why our members choose to serve in the line of duty and what drives them to care for their communities and keep them safe. John James has our six and we have his. The endorsement represents a reversal from 2014 when the union backed Peters, who was running for the vacant seat against Secretary of State Terry Lindland. Several other law enforcement organizations backed Peters that year, as well, the Oakland Press reported. Having been an officer as a soldier in the U.S. Army, I understand what it takes to uphold the law and the kind of resources and training necessary to make our officers and police departments successful at ensuring public safety, James said. Now, more than ever, our men and women in blue need someone representing them who understands both sides of the challenges we face. I know what it means to be an officer, as well as a black man in this country. It is that kind of perspective and leadership that will help unify us as a country and work toward solutions that keep us all safer. The union's endorsement of James follows a trend of law enforcement labor groups embracing Republicans amid campaigns to defund the police and ongoing attacks on officers by left-wing agitators. In July, the POAM endorsed Trump for re-election. President Trump never fails to recognize our homeland security personnel at home and abroad, Tignanethly said, according to the Detroit News. He supports the police while the previous administration preferred to insult them or to find them guilty without due process. Earlier this month, the James campaign released an internal poll that showed James 1 point behind the incumbent, 47% to 46%, WZZM reported. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Listen to segments on YouTube or download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Twitter, like him on Facebook, and follow him on Parler.